Hey everyone, and welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into the world of AI.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
I'm excited.
I feel like AI is something that everyone's hearing about everywhere you turn, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of the hot topics these days.
Like it can feel overwhelming, right?
Totally.
So we're going to try and break it all down into more manageable pieces.
Love it.
And we're doing that with this really concise 5-page guide called The AI Revolution. What you need to know.
Five pages, that's it.
It's pretty awesome,
Yeah.
right? It's like the cheat sheet to understanding AI.
I like it.
So before we get too far, I think it's important to just like demystify what AI actually,
Oh, for sure.
like beyond all the buzzwords.
Yeah, how would you explain it in like simple terms?
Like, what is artificial intelligence really about?
Well, at its core, it's about creating machines that can do things that usually require human intelligence.
Oh, okay.
Things like learning, reasoning, and problem solving.
So it's like teaching computers to think like us.
Yeah, exactly. You can think of it that way.
It's not just about robots, like, doing our chores and stuff.
Well, robots are one application of AI for sure,
Okay.
but it goes way beyond that.
Okay, cool.
This guide highlights some like key concepts that are important to understanding AI.
Okay, perfect.
And a good place to start, I think, is with machine learning or ML.
Okay, I've heard of machine learning, but I don't really know what that means. Like,
Right.
how would you explain that to someone who's not a tech expert?
Well, think about how Netflix suggests movies you might like. Yeah,
Okay.
that's actually ML in action.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Netflix is using like my viewing history
Yeah.
to recommend things that I'll probably enjoy,
Right.
but like, how does that actually work?
Okay, so imagine you're learning to ride a bike. With each try, you kind of adjust your balance and your technique based on what you experience, right?
Yeah.
Machine learning is kind of similar.
Okay.
We feed these systems tons of data, and they use algorithms to learn from that data,
Okay.
and they get better at what they do over time.
So in Netflix's case, the ML system is analyzing millions of viewing patterns
Right.
to predict what I, as like an individual user, will want to watch next.
Exactly,
That's pretty
Skyler.
impressive. Like it's like having a little personal movie recommender working behind the
I
scenes.
know, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, that is really cool.
So, what other key concepts should we know about?
Yeah, what else is there?
Well, another big one is natural language processing, or NLP for short.
NLP.
Yeah, this is what allows computers to understand and interact with human language.
Oh, wow.
So think about voice assistants like Siri or Alexa.
Okay.
They use NLP to understand what you're asking them
Oh.
and to respond to your commands.
And what about those chat bots that pop up on websites?
Yes, those too.
So they're using NLP too.
Exactly. NLP is becoming really sophisticated,
Ooh.
and it's allowing computers to have conversations that feel more and more natural.
Wow.
It can even translate languages in real time,
Oh, wow.
breaking down communication barriers like never before.
That's incredible.
Then you've got computer vision.
Okay, what was that one?
This one's all about teaching machines to see and interpret the visual world.
So this is how like self-driving cars navigate.
Exactly. They use computer vision to recognize objects and make sense of their
Oh, that's
surroundings.
so
I
cool.
know, it's pretty amazing. It's
Yeah.
revolutionizing everything from healthcare to security.
Wow.
And then there's generative AI, which is super buzzy right now.
Generative AI, what's that?
This is the tech behind things like ChatGPT and DALL-E,
Okay.
which can create like stunningly realistic text images and even music.
Yeah, I've actually been playing with ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild. Like, I asked it to write me a poem about a robot falling in love, and it actually came up with something pretty creative.
I know, it's really impressive.
It really is, yeah.
Generative AI is pushing the boundaries of what machines can create,
Yeah.
and it has the potential to revolutionize tons of fields.
Wow, that's awesome.
Now, it's also important to understand that AI isn't like a one-size-fits-all concept.
Okay.
There are different types of AI out there with
Okay.
varying levels of complexity.
Okay.
So this guide talks about narrow AI, general AI, and superintelligence.
Okay. Let's break those down a bit further because I'm not really familiar with those terms.
Sure. So narrow AI sounds like it's focused on specific tasks.
Yeah.
So what would be some examples of that?
Yeah, like what would that look like in the real world?
Well, most of the AI we interact with today is actually narrow AI.
Oh, okay.
It's designed to be really good at one particular task,
Okay.
like playing chess, filtering spam emails, or recommending products.
So it's like an AI specialist in a specific domain.
You got it.
Okay, cool.
So then there's general AI.
Okay, is that what we see in sci-fi movies?
Yeah, kind of.
Where robots can basically do anything a human can.
That's the idea. But general AI is still mostly theoretical.
Oh, okay.
It would involve creating machines with the same broad cognitive abilities as humans,
Wow.
allowing them to learn and perform any intellectual task we can.
So like a robot that could write a symphony and then perform surgery and like teach a philosophy class.
Exactly.
Wow.
The potential of general AI is really exciting,
Yeah.
but also a little daunting, you know?
Right, yeah.
It raises all sorts of questions about the nature of intelligence and consciousness.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you have superintelligence, which sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel.
Yeah, super intelligence. That sounds intense.
It is. It's this idea that AI surpasses human intelligence in every way.
Oh, wow.
Like they'd be capable of solving problems we can't even comprehend.
That's a lot to wrap my head around.
It is.
Are we anywhere close to actually achieving super intelligence?
Not yet. It's still a topic of a lot of speculation and debate,
Okay.
but it's something to think about as AI systems get more and more powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
It's important to have conversations about the potential risks and benefits
Absolutely.
to make sure we're developing it responsibly.
Yeah, make sure it's aligned with human values.
Exactly.
So for now, the focus is mainly on narrow AI,
Right?
which you mentioned earlier is already having a huge impact on our lives.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So can you give us some examples of how AI is already woven into our daily routines?
Absolutely. So think about Google Translate.
Okay.
It uses AI to instantly break down language barriers.
Oh, yeah.
You can communicate with people all over the world.
That's amazing.
Or how about those personalized recommendations you get on Amazon or Spotify?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's AI at work, analyzing your preferences and suggesting things you might like.
That's so cool.
And those spam filters that keep our inboxes from overflowing.
Yes. Thank goodness for those.
Those are powered by AI too.
Wow.
AI is working behind the scenes to make our lives easier and more efficient in so many ways.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you think about it.
It really is. Like, it's even being used in healthcare to analyze medical images
Oh, wow.
and help doctors make diagnoses.
That's amazing.
I know, it's pretty cool.
So AI is already like deeply integrated into our lives.
It is, and it's just getting started.
Okay, well, so we've covered the basics of what AI is and how it's showing up in our everyday lives.
Right.
Now, I'm curious to explore the like broader applications of AI.
Oh, me too.
Like, where else is AI making a significant impact?
Well, AI is transforming industries across the board,
Okay.
from healthcare and finance to education and entertainment.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. Let's dive into some specific sectors
Okay.
and see how AI is revolutionizing the way we live and work.
Perfect.
So let's start with healthcare.
Okay, great place to start.
AI is being used to improve diagnoses, personalize treatment plans, and even accelerate drug discovery.
That's amazing.
Imagine a world where medical diagnoses are made faster and more accurately,
Wow.
thanks to AI assisting doctors in analyzing complex medical images and patient data.
That's incredible.
AI can also help tailor treatment plans to a patient's unique genetic makeup and lifestyle.
Oh, wow. So it's like truly personalized medicine.
Exactly. It leads to more effective and personalized healthcare.
Wow. It sounds like AI is really empowering doctors to provide even better care to their patients.
Exactly. And then in finance, AI is playing a huge role in fraud detection,
Okay.
risk assessment, and even providing smarter credit scoring.
Yeah, that makes sense because AI's ability to analyze like massive amounts of data,
Yeah.
that must be super valuable in those areas.
It is. AI-powered systems can identify suspicious patterns
Okay.
and potential fraud attempts that human analysts might miss.
That's amazing.
So it helps financial institutions protect their customers and improve security.
So it's not just about crunching numbers.
Right.
It's actually being used to protect people from
Exactly.
financial harm.
That's a really important point.
Yeah, okay, what about education?
Oh, education's another great one.
Yeah, I've heard about AI tutors
Yeah.
and personalized learning
Yeah.
platforms that adapt to each student's needs.
It's really cool.
Yeah, how does that work?
So AI-powered tutors can provide personalized feedback and support,
Okay.
helping students learn at their own pace.
That's awesome.
And AI can also help teachers with things like grading and administrative tasks.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It frees up more time for them to focus on teaching.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So AI has a potential to make education more engaging and effective.
Absolutely. For both students and teachers.
Awesome. And what about entertainment?
Oh, entertainment's already being shaped by AI in a big way.
Yeah, like how so?
Well, think about those personalized recommendations you get on Netflix or Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
I've definitely fallen down a few rabbit holes thanks to those algorithms.
Me too. They're good at what they do.
They are. These AI-powered systems are constantly learning our preferences,
Right.
Analyzing millions of data points to predict what we'll enjoy.
It's both impressive and a little spooky how well they know my taste.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how do they know that?
Exactly.
Okay. So what about retail?
Yeah, AI is definitely transforming the shopping experience.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I know we've got AI-powered chatbots.
Yep.
Virtual fitting rooms.
Uh-huh.
Like all sorts of things.
And really changing things up.
So how is AI making retail better?
So many ways. So chatbots can provide instant customer service.
Okay.
They can answer questions, resolve issues.
Oh, that's convenient.
It is. And virtual fitting rooms let you try on clothes virtually.
Oh, wow.
Saving you time and hassle.
That's cool.
And AI can analyze sales data and predict what people are going to want to buy.
Oh, wow.
So retailers know what to stock.
That's super smart.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing how AI is like streamlining the shopping experience.
It is.
Making things more convenient for customers.
And more efficient for businesses.
It's like a win-win.
Exactly.
Okay, so these examples we've talked about are just a glimpse
right
into the vast potential of AI across all these different sectors.
It really is just the beginning.
Yeah, and it's clear that AI is a game changer.
Oh, for sure.
Like it's revolutionizing industries.
Yeah.
And reshaping the way we live and work.
Absolutely. The AI revolution is well underway.
It's exciting and maybe a little bit scary.
Yeah, I think a healthy dose of both is good.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
With any powerful technology, mm-hmm. It's important to be aware of both the benefits and the challenges.
So true.
Yeah.
It's not all sunshine and roses, right?
Right. There are important things to think about.
Yeah.
As AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
Okay, well, let's dive into some of those pros and cons.
Perfect.
What are some of the benefits that excite you the most about AI?
One of the most significant benefits is its ability to automate tasks and improve efficiency.
Okay, so like freeing up human workers from doing like repetitive tasks.
Exactly. It allows them to focus on more creative and strategic work.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not about replacing human workers.
Right.
It's about augmenting their capabilities.
Exactly.
Allowing them to focus on higher value tasks.
Yeah, like things that require creativity and problem solving.
Right, because those are things that AI can't do.
Exactly. And it can lead to significant cost savings for businesses, too.
So it's a win-win for both businesses and workers.
It can be. Another key benefit is increased accessibility.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, think about AI-powered tools like text-to-speech software or real-time translation services.
Okay.
They can empower people with disabilities
right.
and make information and technology more accessible to everyone.
That's awesome. I love that aspect of AI.
Me too.
Yeah.
It has the potential to level the playing field
yeah.
and create opportunities for everyone.
I love that.
And then, of course, there's a potential for innovation.
Oh.
AI is driving breakthroughs in all sorts of fields.
Like what kind of fields?
Like medicine, renewable energy, and space exploration.
Wow.
And who knows what amazing discoveries are still to come
right.
as AI keeps advancing.
It's a really exciting time to be alive.
It is.
Witnessing all these incredible advancements in AI.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the technology itself.
Okay.
It's about how we use it to shape a better future.
Yeah. Sure.
We have a responsibility to make sure it's used ethically. And for the benefit of humanity.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's hold that thought. Because before we get into the ethical considerations,
okay.
I want to shift gears a bit.
Sounds good.
And talk about how businesses are using AI
oh, yeah.
to gain a competitive edge.
It's a big deal.
So how are businesses leveraging AI?
They're using it to streamline operations, enhance customer experiences,
okay.
and gain insights from data.
It sounds like AI is becoming like essential for businesses to thrive.
It is. Companies that are slow to adopt AI risk falling behind.
Right. Okay. So this guide highlights some key areas where AI is making a difference.
It does.
In the business world.
So let's start with marketing.
Okay. AI-powered marketing.
Yeah.
How is it changing things?
So AI can analyze tons of customer data
uh-huh.
to identify patterns, predict behavior, and create super targeted campaigns.
Oh, wow.
This kind of personalization can significantly improve the effectiveness of marketing efforts.
So it's about moving away from like generic marketing blasts
right.
and toward personalized interactions.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
It makes it more meaningful.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so another area where AI is making waves is customer service.
Oh, definitely. Those AI-powered chatbots.
Right, the ones we talked about earlier?
They can provide 24/7 support.
Okay.
Answering customer questions, resolving issues.
That's so convenient.
It is. And they can even provide personalized recommendations.
Oh, wow.
So not only does it improve customer satisfaction,
Right.
it also frees up human agents
Okay.
to focus on more complex
Oh,
interactions.
that's great. So it's like having a virtual customer service rep available all the time.
Exactly. Now, how about supply chain management?
Okay.
How do you think AI is optimizing that?
I don't know.
Okay, so AI can analyze data from across the supply chain,
Okay.
like inventory levels and transportation logistics, to optimize efficiency and reduce costs.
Oh, wow.
And it can even predict demand fluctuations.
So businesses know what products to have in stock.
Exactly. It's pretty impressive.
It is. And what about human resources?
Oh, AI is being used in HR too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It can help with things like screening resumes,
Okay.
identifying qualified candidates, and even conducting initial interviews.
Oh, wow. So it's streamlining the hiring process.
Exactly. It saves time and resources,
Great.
so HR professionals can focus on more strategic tasks.
Perfect. Okay. So it's clear that AI is becoming an integral part of business operations across all these functions.
It is.
Can you give us some real-world examples of companies that are using AI successfully?
Of course. So one prime example is Amazon.
Okay,
They
Amazon.
use AI for everything.
Yeah, they're known for being pretty tech-forward.
They are. So they have that personalized recommendation engine
Oh, yeah.
that suggests products based on what you've browsed and bought before.
Right.
They also use AI for dynamic pricing.
What's that?
So they adjust prices in real time
Oh,
based on demand and what their competitors are doing.
wow, that's
And
crazy.
of course, their whole fulfillment network relies heavily on AI-powered robots
Right.
for managing inventory and fulfilling orders.
So they're like a leader in using AI.
They are. What other companies come to mind?
Well, I know Tesla's doing a lot with AI.
Yes, they're pioneers in self-driving cars.
Right, which is like one of the most transformative applications of AI.
It is. Their cars use AI to perceive their surroundings, make decisions, and navigate roads autonomously.
That's incredible.
It really is.
Any other examples?
Yeah, how about Adobe?
Adobe. Okay.
They're using AI to enhance their creative tools.
Oh, cool.
So they integrate AI into software like Photoshop
Okay.
to automate tasks, improve image editing, and just provide a better user experience.
That's cool. So AI is being used to help artists and designers.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
So these are just a few examples of how companies are harnessing AI
Right.
to stay ahead of the curve and offer innovative products and services.
So it's clear that AI is not just some futuristic concept,
Right.
it's a present-day reality
It is.
that's changing the business landscape.
And that brings us back to the individual. While we've explored these broader implications,
Yeah.
I think it's important to remember that anyone can leverage AI for personal and professional growth.
Okay, so let's empower our listeners
Yes.
with some practical tips
I love it.
on how they can embrace AI and use it in their own lives.
This guide actually offers some really good suggestions.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, what are some of your favorites?
Okay, so one of the most practical ways is to use AI to boost your productivity.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, there are a bunch of AI-powered tools available,
Like what?
like Notion AI or ChatGPT.
Good.
They can help you automate tasks,
Okay.
generate content, and manage your time better.
Oh, those sound super helpful.
They are. Another important tip is upskilling.
Okay, what do you mean?
So in this AI-driven world, it's important to keep learning.
Right.
So consider exploring some AI-related skills,
Like what?
like data analysis or programming or even AI ethics.
Okay.
Those skills are in high demand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they could open up some really cool career opportunities.
So upskilling is a smart move.
It is. And don't forget about AI for content creation.
Oh, yeah.
You can use tools like DALL and Midjourney to generate images and explore artistic ideas.
Oh, that's cool. It's like having an AI assistant for your creative projects.
Exactly.
Love that. And any other tips?
Yeah, staying informed is key.
Okay, what do you mean?
The world of AI is constantly changing,
Right?
so make an effort to follow the news and stay up to date on the latest developments.
That's great advice. It's all about staying curious and informed.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
We've explored what AI is, how it's already present in our lives, its applications, and how businesses and individuals can use it.
Lots of good stuff.
But there's still so much more to uncover.
There is. Welcome back to the deep dive, ready to continue our AI
Oh,
exploration.
yeah, definitely. Last time we were talking about AI in business, but what about the impact of AI on individual workers?
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, like, is the fear of robots taking our jobs a valid concern?
Well, it's a question that a lot of people are asking,
Right.
and it's understandable.
Yeah.
The truth is that AI will definitely automate some tasks and even entire job functions.
Okay.
But I think it's important to remember that technology has always changed the nature of work.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily eliminate it altogether.
So instead of thinking about robots replacing humans,
Yeah.
we should be thinking about how humans and AI can work together.
Exactly. AI can actually augment human capability,
Okay.
freeing us from repetitive tasks and
Okay.
allowing us to focus on work that requires creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence.
So more like high value work.
Exactly.
Okay, can you give us some like concrete examples
Yeah.
of how AI is transforming the workforce?
Sure. So let's take healthcare, for example.
Okay.
AI is already helping doctors diagnose diseases and develop personalized treatment plans.
Oh, wow.
Now, this doesn't replace the doctor, but it gives them more information
Okay.
to make better decisions and provide better care.
So it's like having a super-powered assistant
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
working alongside the doctor.
Analyzing data, offering insights.
Cool.
What about manufacturing?
Okay, manufacturing.
You've got robots working right alongside humans,
Oh, yeah.
doing dangerous or repetitive tasks.
Okay.
This improves safety,
Right.
but it also lets human workers focus on the more complex parts of the
Oh,
process.
AI handles the hazardous stuff.
Right.
And humans bring their creativity and problem-solving skills.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then in customer service,
Great.
AI-powered chatbots can handle those routine inquiries,
Right.
freeing up human agents
Okay.
to deal with more complex issues that require empathy and problem solving.
It sounds like AI is making work safer, more efficient, and potentially more rewarding.
It has the potential to,
Right.
but of course, it's not all smooth sailing.
Right.
There will be job displacement in some areas,
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
and workers will need to adapt and learn new skills.
Okay, so what advice would you give to people who are worried about AI's impact on their jobs?
I would say embrace lifelong learning. Stay
That's not.
curious, keep learning new things, and be open to change.
Be adaptable.
Yes, and focus on developing those human skills that AI can't replicate.
Like what kind of skills?
Things like creativity,
Okay.
critical thinking, communication,
Well,
collaboration.
those are all really important.
They are, and they'll be in a high demand.
Makes sense because those are the skills that set us apart as humans.
Exactly.
So it's about staying ahead of the curve
Yes.
and embracing the opportunities that AI brings.
Exactly. The future is full of possibilities.
I like that.
And those who are adaptable
Yeah.
and willing to learn new things,
Yeah.
they'll be the ones who thrive.
Okay, so we've talked about narrow AI,
Yes.
but I want to circle back to general AI and superintelligence.
Okay, those are some big ideas.
They are.
Yeah.
And I think they spark both excitement and maybe some anxiety
Definitely.
about the future of AI.
So let's dive into those a bit more.
Yeah, last time we talked about general AI as machines having similar cognitive abilities as humans.
Right, like being able to learn and reason and solve problems across different areas.
Exactly. Imagine AI that could learn anything we can.
Wow.
Maybe even surpass us in some things.
It's mind-blowing to think about.
Right.
That kind of AI could revolutionize scientific research,
Okay.
speed up technological advancements,
Yeah.
and even help us solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Like in medicine, energy sustainability.
Exactly. And who knows what else?
The possibilities are endless,
They really are.
but it's also a little bit scary,
Or
right?
definitely.
Like we need to be careful.
Yes. We have to consider the ethical implications.
Right. Like what happens if we create AI that's smarter than us?
It's a big question.
It is. And we need to make sure that any AI we create
Yeah.
shares our values and goals.
Absolutely. And then there's superintelligence.
Okay, which takes things to a whole other level.
It does. This is where AI surpasses human intelligence in almost every way.
That's a scary thought.
It can be.
Some people think it could lead to a utopia
Right.
where AI solves all our problems,
Yeah.
but others fear it could be dangerous.
Right, like a dystopian scenario where AI becomes uncontrollable. It's
Exactly.
a topic that's been explored in science fiction for a long time.
Yeah, and it raises some serious questions about the future of humanity.
It does, but it's important to remember that superintelligence is still hypothetical.
Okay, so we're not there yet.
Not even close. But it's a possibility we need to be aware of.
Right, as AI keeps advancing.
We need to have open
Yeah,
discussions
yeah.
about the potential impacts of
For
superintelligence.
sure, and figure out how to ensure its development is aligned with human values.
Exactly. It's a conversation that involves everyone.
Okay, so speaking of preparing for the future,
Yes.
what about education?
Oh, education is crucial.
Yeah.
How do we prepare future generations
Right.
for a world shaped by AI?
That's a big question.
It is. We need to teach them how to use AI tools effectively,
Okay.
but also to understand its implications and to contribute to its responsible development.
I love that.
We need to go beyond memorization and rote learning
Right.
and focus on those human skills that will be essential in an AI-driven world.
What kind of skills are we talking about?
So, critical thinking,
Okay.
problem-solving creativity, emotional intelligence.
Those are all really important.
They are, especially in a world where AI is automating a lot of routine tasks.
Right, because those are the things that make us human.
Exactly. We need to empower students to be lifelong learners,
Yeah.
adaptable to change, and able to collaborate with both humans and AI.
I love that. It's an exciting time to be alive,
It is.
but also a time for careful consideration and
Definitely.
responsible action.
To ensure that this powerful technology benefits everyone.
Absolutely. Okay, well, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
Yes.
it's clear that AI is more than just a technological advancement,
It is. It's a societal one.
with implications for everything.
From economics to ethics to the future of work.
Exactly.
And it's a journey we're all on together.
Now I'm excited to move on to the final part of our deep dive,
Me too.
where we'll explore some of the exciting trends and developments on the horizon.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned for part three, where we'll discuss what the future holds for this transformative technology.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've covered so much ground talking about AI.
We have, from
Right.
how it works to its impact on business.
Right, and even its potential to change the future of work.
Yeah, it's been a pretty comprehensive deep dive so far.
It has. But before we wrap things up,
Yeah.
there's one more area I really want to explore.
Okay, what's that?
We've touched on the importance of ethical AI throughout this deep dive.
Right, making sure we're developing and using it responsibly.
Exactly. Now I want to dig into that a bit deeper.
Sounds good to me.
So when we talk about ethical AI,
Yeah.
what are some of the key considerations we should be thinking about?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is unintended consequences. Unintended consequences.
As AI systems get more complex and autonomous, we need to think about the potential risks.
Right, because like AI is powerful.
It is, and with great power comes great responsibility.
So true. Can you give us some examples of what those unintended consequences might look like?
Sure. Imagine an AI system designed to optimize traffic flow in a city.
Okay.
Now, if it's not designed carefully, it might prioritize efficiency over fairness.
Okay, how so?
Well, it could end up creating traffic jams in certain neighborhoods
Oh, wow.
or putting certain groups of people at a disadvantage.
So even though the AI is trying to do something good,
Right.
it could actually have negative impacts.
Exactly. We need to think about the broader social impact of these systems.
That's a great example. It shows how important it is to make sure that AI aligns with our values.
Absolutely. Another ethical consideration is bias.
Right.
If an AI system is trained on data that reflects existing biases, it can perpetuate those biases and even make them worse.
All right, we talked about this a bit with hiring and loan applications.
Exactly. If the AI is learning from biased data, it could unknowingly discriminate against certain groups.
That's a really important point.
It is. We need to address those biases in the data and design AI systems to be fair and equitable.
Absolutely. So we've got unintended consequences, we've got bias.
Right.
What other ethical considerations should we be aware of?
Well, privacy is a big one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. With AI collecting so much data about us.
Exactly. As AI gathers and analyzes more and more information about our behavior, our preferences, our movements,
Yeah.
it's crucial to protect people's privacy.
Right? We don't want AI to erode our fundamental right to privacy.
Absolutely. We need clear guidelines and regulations for how data is collected, used, and stored.
Those are all really important points. Anything else?
Yeah, one more thing I want to mention is the impact of AI on human autonomy.
Oh, okay. Human autonomy.
As AI systems get more sophisticated,
Right.
there's a risk of becoming too reliant on them.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, if we let AI make all our decisions for us, we might start to lose our own ability to think critically.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, if we're not using our brains,
Yeah.
we might lose some of those skills.
Exactly. We need to find the right balance between using AI and preserving human autonomy.
So it's about using AI to augment our abilities,
Right.
not replace our own judgment and decision making.
Exactly. AI should be a tool that helps us,
Yeah.
not something that takes over.
Okay, so these are all really important ethical considerations.
They are.
But like, how do we make sure that AI is developed and used ethically.
It's a shared responsibility.
Okay, who's involved?
Researchers, developers, policymakers, and even the public.
Oh, wow. So it's a collaborative effort.
It is. We need everyone to work together
to
create ethical guidelines, to develop AI systems responsibly, and to educate people about the potential impact of AI.
It sounds like a complex challenge.
It is. But it's essential if we want to harness the power of AI for good.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into the AI revolution,
what's
the key takeaway you want to leave our listeners with?
I would say embrace the possibilities of AI,
but
also engage in the conversation about its ethical implications,
and
advocate for responsible AI development.
I love that. The future of AI is up to us.
It is. We have the power to shape it.
And hopefully we can shape it in a way that benefits everyone.
I think so, too.
Well, that's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining me on this AI adventure.
It's been a pleasure.
We've covered a lot of ground, but hopefully you feel more informed and empowered.
I hope so, too.
To navigate the world of AI.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It is. And as AI continues to evolve,
we'll
be here to keep you informed and engaged.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.